Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Usesilungile Madinani usherela izwi la encwadini ka Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 9. It says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Uthi ke I message yanamuhla le, God's love cannot be earned. It is freely given. Through God's amazing love and grace, we can have a relationship with Him and live securely in His love. Siyabonga kakhulu sesilungile Madinani ngezwi. Asiye lapha ke ku Pastor Sean Sithlari sizokuthi naye uNkulunkulu umphathiseni.
Greetings Mama Nhlapho and your beautiful listeners. I greet you all in the mighty name of God of salvation. I greet you all in the mighty name of Holy Spirit. I greet you all in the mighty name of living God. Mama Nhlapho, if you allow me today to share the word of God, the word of all to living Yeshua. Hona le mantswe a ngotsweng dibukeng tsena tse latelang, Isaiah 1 verse 3, Psalms 1, 1 to 3, Philippians 4 to 8, and in the book of Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Me dibuka tsena ha ke nka ke tsa summary ke rata o tsamaya ho di ba mantsi a reng meditate on God's word. Mama Nhlapho, ha re le matsatsing a Paseka, one of the brother came to me and he asked me hore ke tsela ye feng that we can use to be prosperous in this world. Me o fitla mantswe ka hare ho nna that I quote from the book of Isaiah 1 verse 3. I say, it is written hoba, we can't prosper, but because we do not want to, that is the problem, that we don't become successful. Because harona ha re batle ho atleha. Ho ngodilwe bibeleng mantswe a reng. In the Psalms 1, how to be successful using the word of God, how to attract the godness into you for you to be successful and to be prosperous. God wants us to dwell in His word. God wants us to meditate His word. God wants us to put His word in action. He wants us to live with His word. For He said to you, all these things are written and are before you all. There are few rules or terms and conditions that you also need to adhere to. Hore re re bone botle le boholo ba Modimo. Bukeng ena e Psalm ya pele, temaneng ya pele ho sa kgaolo ya bobedi, is where God says, monna ho lehlohonolo monna ya sa tsamaeng le ho kgatliswa ke ho tsamaya tseleng tsa basomi, tseleng tsa baeki. Monna ya sa thabisweng ke ditsela tse fosahetseng. Lucky is a man who delight in God's word. It's a man who is not happy to be against, to associate himself or herself with the group of the sinners, with the group of the mockers, with the group of people who become happy when they are doing bad things. But happy is he and delighted is he who meditate on God's word. For God blesses him. For God makes them to be successful. For God bless their ways. For God, he blessed their way. Because in the book of Jeremiah 29 verse 3, Mama Nhlapho, Modibo Ngotsoba, he knows the way, the plans to make people to be prosperous. He knows the way, he has the plans to make you and I to be successful. But we need to be in the presence of God. We need to be fully equipped with the word of God. There are many scriptures in the Bible, and there are many people in the Bible about reborning. When they live with God, when they stay with God, when they make God's word part of their life, they become prosperous. They become successful. Not only people in the Bible. There are peoples that we know even today in this world who are very successful, who are using the word of the living mighty God to be successful, to be prosperous. In the book of Philippians 4, verse 8, Maman Hlapo, finally, brothers, meditate on these things. These things will make you a successful person. These things are true. Meditate at all times. Put your mind, put your focus, put your energy in using the word of God for truth, justice. Be a nobleman. Meditate on noble. Meditate on just. Eba motho ya dulang a thuisa bophelo ba haye le ntshela modimo a le sebedisa for purity, for love. Take a good report. Maman Hlapo, when God has done a great things in your life, and you listen at home, hamudima wintse hantle, kamuhau, kamusa, which is a good report. Bua, butle, baditila, tsanete, tsamudimu. God will bless a pure and a good and a true and a noble heart. Praise with when you hear the word of God, meditate on it, live with it. For God, He will bless you. For God, He will make you a different person. Meditate on these things. Above that all, it is up to you and I to be successful using the word of God. You might be having a different version when you read Isaiah 1 verse 3. But go deeper in this. Research on this. Read on this. Study on this. Understand this. You will find the key that will lead you to prosperity. May the living word of the mighty, living, holy, mighty God be in your heart. Open your eyes. Give you the wisdom. Mudimu uhrile se chaba se sinantibo. God hate people who does not have knowledge. Ubani niti se fate sabu pilo lili se beiwe matlong arona. We just need to know the truth. For you to be successful, you need to have the word of God. You need to meditate on it. Live it and walk by it. May God bless you all. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen and amen and amen.
God bless you too, Muruti. Realeboga thata ngokusherela lamazwi. Philippians 4 verse 8, Isaiah 1 verse 3, Psalm 113, kanye no Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Ya uma ukuthi ngwathole kahle wonke lama scriptures iwana ke umfundiso Sean Sethlare ebesherela wona, and okubalekile la akushoyo futhi nezwi isiqoquzela ukuthi sikwenze ukumeditate ezwini likaNkuluNkulu. Meditate on it day and night. Ukumeditate yilapho you think deeply ngalokho uNkuluNkulu akushoyo kithi ezwini lakhe. And uma ucabanga deeply ngezwi likaNkuluNkulu kuphinde kuprepare lapho usayo khuleka, lapho usayo praise futhi worship, kuprepare your mind, kuprepare futhi your heart. So ukumeditator akube into esiphila ngayo bazalwane, usuku nosuku. Realeboga thata Moruti ngibonge nalapha ku sisilungile Madinani nayo ubesherela izwi. Ukhona na uyathanda ukushera nginomzuzo wodwa la noma embili 0123341322 noma ungathumela leyo voice note ku 0826572729. Ngisakulindile ithi ngithathe na umhlabelelo oza ngothabiseng ntabiseng khabani othe ulukile Jesu ngempela ulungile uKristu.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.